We are now live. Over to the company secretary, Mr. Muthiah Ganapathy. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone. Good afternoon, dear shareholders. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to the 8th Annual General Meeting of Utkarsh Small Finance Bank Limited, being held through VC, video conferencing, and other audio-visual means as required under the circulars issued by Ministry of Corporate Affairs and Securities and Exchange Board of India from time to time. Since there is no physical attendance of the members, there is no requirement for appointment of proxy. The proceedings of this meeting shall be deemed to have been conducted at the register office of the company. I would like to take this opportunity to introduce the board of directors present in this meeting. Mr. Praveen Gupta, independent director, a part-time non-executive chairman of the board, attending from Mumbai. Mr. Ajay Kumar Kapoor, independent director and chairman of Risk Management Committee, attending from Delhi.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Mr. Kajal Ghosh, independent director and chairman of Nomination and Remuneration Committee and IT Strategy Committee, attending from USA.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Mr. Nagesh Pingay, independent director and chairman of Audit Committee, attending from Mumbai. Ms. Kalpana Pandey, Independent Director and Chairperson of Customer Service Committee, attending from Lonavala, Pune District.
Good afternoon and Namaskar.
Mr. Muralidharan Rajamani, Non-Executive Director and Chairman of Stakeholders Relationship Committee and Corporate Social Responsibility Committee, attending from Dublin. Mr. Chandrasekhar Thandi, Nominee Director, attending from Jaipur. And Mr. Govind Singh, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of the bank, attending from Varanasi.
Namaskar.
From the management side, we have Mr. Sarju Simaria, who is the Chief Financial Officer, attending from Mumbai.
Namaskar and good afternoon, esteemed shareholders.
I thank you all, esteemed shareholders, board members, representatives of statutory and secretarial auditors, and the members of management team for joining this AGM. In terms of the provision of 18.4 of the Articles of Association of the Bank, the Chairman of the Board, Mr. Praveen Gupta, will chair the present meeting. We have quorum for the meeting. I would now request the Chairman to kindly commence the proceedings of the meeting. Chairman, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Muthiah. In terms of the MCA circular and the Companies Act 2013, participation of members through video conference is being reckoned for the purpose of quorum. Since we have the requisite quorum present for the meeting, I call this meeting to order. Now I request the company secretary to brief the business items as placed in the notice for consideration and approval of the shareholders. Okay, over to you, Mr. Muthiah.
Thank you, Chairman, sir. Dear shareholders, as the AGM is being held through audio-visual means, the notice along with the annual report have been emailed to members whose IDs are registered with the bank and the registrar and transfer agent. The notice also is being displayed on the website of the bank and stock exchanges. Notice convening this AGM with the permission of members can be taken as read, which includes the following ordinary resolutions and special resolutions. Number one, ordinary resolution, approval of annual accounts for the financial year March 31st, 2024, along with the report of the joint statutory auditors and the board's report. Number two, to declare final dividend of rupees 0.50 per equity share for financial year ended March 31, 2024. Point three, to reappoint Mr. Muralidharan Rajamani, Director's Identification Number 01690363, Non-Executive Director, who retires by rotation and being eligible, offers himself for reappointment. Point number four, to reappoint Mrs. Deloitte Haskins and Sells, Chartered Accountants, firm registration number 117365W, and Messrs. Kirtane and Pandit LLP, Chartered Accountants, firm registration number 105215W/W100057, as the joint statutory auditors. Point number five, approval for increase in the authorized share capital and the consequent amendment to the memorandum of association. Special resolutions, there are three of them. Point number six, reappointment of Mr. Parveen Kumar Gupta, part-time non-executive chairman, director's identification number 02895343. With effect from October 12, 2024 till August 31st, 2026, both days inclusive. Point number seven, approval of payment of variable pay to Mr. Govind Singh, M. Managing Director and CEO, Director's Identification Number 02470880 for financial year 23-24, subject to approval of RBI. Point number eight, reappointment of Mr. Govind Singh as Managing Director and CEO, Director's Identification Number 02470880 for a further period of 3 years with effect from September 21, 2024 to September 20, 2027, both days inclusive, and approval of remuneration payable for financial year 24-25. These resolutions forming part of the AGM notice were put to vote through remote e-voting through NSDL as e-voting service providing agency, which commenced from Friday, 19th July 2024 at 9 a.m. and ended on Sunday, July 21, 2024 at 5 p.m. Your bank has made all feasible efforts to enable members to participate and vote on items being considered at this AGM. The facility of joining the AGM has been made available to all the members on a first-come, first-served basis. Those members who have not cast their vote through remote e-voting may vote during the AGM. Members who have already voted through remote e-voting may attend the AGM, but will not be able to vote again. Mr. Avinash Pagul, partner of Messrs. BNP and Associate Company Secretary in Practice, has been appointed as a scrutinizer for remote e-voting process to ensure that the voting is conducted in a fair and transparent manner. Members are requested not to disclose any sensitive information or personally identifiable information as the meeting is being recorded. All the applicable registers, returns, statutory documents are available for inspection electronically during the meeting. I would now request the Chairman Sir to kindly address the shareholders. Chairman Sir.
Thank you, Mr. Muthaiya. Dear shareholders, on behalf of the Board of Directors of your bank, I welcome you all to the 8th Annual General Meeting of the Bank. It gives me immense pleasure to address you at our first Annual General Meeting post-listing on the NSE and BSE stock exchanges following our IPO in July 2023. In fact, it was exactly 1 year ago, on 21st of July 2023 to be precise, that we listed our shares on the stock exchanges. And yesterday, as a matter of fact, we celebrated the first anniversary of the listing, which you will all agree was a significant moment in the journey of your bank. We launched our IPO to raise an equity capital of 500 crores, and it was oversubscribed by over 100 times, which remains a momentous achievement for all of us. I extend my heartfelt gratitude to all our investors for the trust they have placed in our vision and strategy. If we look at the macroeconomic environment, global economic growth in financial year 23-24 has remained resilient with easing inflationary pressures and favorable employment conditions, despite geopolitical uncertainties and the risk of extreme weather conditions. Despite global headwinds, India continued to be one of the fastest growing major economies during the year. The country's economy is likely to emerge as the third largest economy of the world by 2027-28. And I must mention that the banking sector as a whole, especially the small finance banks, will play a key role in this journey. This is because unless the last mile citizens join the economic mainstream, sustainable GDP growth is not possible. At Utkarsh, we prioritize strong corporate governance. A framework is built on a foundation of ethical practices, targeted policies, and a board of directors whose diverse expertise guides the bank's long-term success. We hold ourselves to the highest standards of transparency and accountability, adhering to the best practices and continuously benchmarking our performance. This commitment extends to the shareholder value creation achieved through open communication and responsible stewardship. Now, coming to our business performance, we witnessed a growth of 27.4% in our deposits to ₹17,473 crores. This growth has been fueled by our growing presence in existing geographies, where we have increased the number of branches from 830 to 888. We witnessed a growth of 31.1% in our advances to ₹18,299 crores. While maintaining a healthy gross NPA ratio of 2.5% and net NPAs of 0.03%. We are maintaining a provisioning coverage ratio of 98.9%. We have strived to maintain operational efficiency while delivering healthy growth in our business, as we witnessed in our cost to income ratio decline to 56.4%, which helped us in delivering our highest annual profit after tax of 498 crores. We have been diligent in abiding with the regulatory requirements of maintaining capital adequacy ratio of 15% by efficiently managing our capital and maintaining the ratio at 22.57% for the financial year 24. This ratio is computed after taking into account the proposed dividend of 50 paise per share. Our consistent efforts to develop our technology capabilities have enabled us to expand our customer reach and brand recall. We aim to provide the best-in-class expertise experience for our customers with our technology-enabled services. We have a holistic approach to adopting technology, technologically advanced physical infrastructure, digital footprint, and transformative processes. Looking ahead, a combination of factors, increasing credit demand, rising disposable incomes, and growing business activity in the semi-urban and rural areas, presents a healthy growth trajectory for us. With our expanding presence, we are poised to deliver exceptional financial services to a wider customer base, ensuring our continued success. I would like to thank the various shareholders for their unwavering support and trust. I'm confident that our dedicated team's efforts will lead us to greater heights as we strive to become everyone's Umeed Ka Khata. Now, I would request the company secretary to please proceed to invite the registered speakers one by one. We will listen to all the speakers first and then respond to the queries at the end. Mr. Mudaiya.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Chairman, sir. The bank has received requests from members as speakers for this meeting. Accordingly, members who have registered themselves would be requested to ask questions or express their views through video conferencing. All members who have joined this meeting are by default placed on mute mode by the moderator to avoid disturbance arising from the background noise and to ensure smooth and seamless conduct of the meeting. Once the question and answer session starts, the name of the speaker shareholder who have registered their name will be announced one by one by the moderator. Moderator will then unmute the audio of the speaker share. The speaker member will ensure that the audio and video are switched on in their systems before proceeding with this views. If for any reason the member is not able to join through video, he may ask questions or speak through audio mode. If there is any technical problem in the connectivity with any registered speaker, we would keep trying to get connected, and in the meantime, the next speaker would be invited to join. I request members to keep their questions brief, specific to the company's performance during the financial year 23-24, and not to repeat the questions asked by the previous speakers. The answers to all the questions will be provided towards the end. I would now request the moderator to call out the names of the speaker shareholders and monitor the time limit of 3 minutes for each speaker.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay connected while we bring speaker shareholder online. Our first speaker shareholder, Mr. Shivam Agrawal, has registered, however, not joined for the meeting. I now invite Mr. Manoj Kumar Gupta to please accept the prompt on his screen. Mr. Gupta, please turn on your webcam. Mr. Gupta, please turn on your webcam.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello? Respected Chairman, Board of Directors, fellow shareholders. My name is Manoj Gupta, equity shareholder of Utkarsh Swarna Finance Bank. I've joined this meeting from Calcutta, sir. I feel proud to be a part of Utkarsh Swarna Finance Bank. And I thanks to you, MD, and its entire management for the excellent result of the bank for the year 23-24. And sir, I thanks to the company secretary and his team to help us to join this meeting through Vijay and thanks to him to help for giving a good services to these many investors. And we
Mr. Gupta, we are unable to hear you, sir. Mr. Gupta?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Hello? Please go ahead. Please go ahead, sir.
For the completion of listing of 1 year. Yesterday, we have celebrated 1 year after listing. So it's a good sign and we are very happy. And thanks for the dividend of 50 paisa. At least we have considered the dividend of 5%. And we believe that when the bank will go ahead and the bank will profit and turnover will go, dividend will automatically go. And we will get employees and the investors will get a good return. And sir, what's your future plan? How you will face the competition in the banking sector? And tomorrow, beloved minister will present the budget, 7th budget. So what's your expectation from the budget of Sistan and the
Mr. Gupta, I'm sorry, your voice is breaking, sir. We'll move. Mr. Gupta?
Hello?
We cannot hear you, sir.
Sir, you are holding a registered office in Varanasi and Ayodhya. These are very holy places and very devotional palaces. Try to get the accounts of Ayodhya Ram Temple and Varanasi Mahadev Temple. And they are getting a good cash collection every day. So try to get a bank account of their devotees can give or directly you can ask the temple trust to open their account and ask the devotees to send their money donation by online for in their temple. And spread the wings of bank branches and ATM in the railway station, a bank bus stand, airports, etc. And one of the highest FD rate, I congratulate you.
Mr. Gupta, we've lost you again. I now request Mr. Sunil Modak to please accept the prompt on his screen.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
How you will reward? How you report to the this is the first AGM after the IPO. Think about to report to the investors. Those are speaking and those are giving you support. Think of how you reward to the investors. With this, I wish to have more success to take the bank on the new heights. And we hope that when we meet next year, our share price will be in 3 digits. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I now request Mr. Sunil Modak to please turn on his webcam. Unmute yourself and go ahead with your question, please.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Audible?
Yes, sir. You are.
Oh, okay. Good afternoon. Respected Chairman, Board of Directors, Company Secretary, my fellow shareholders, myself Sunil Modak, joining this BC meeting, 8th Annual General Meeting of Utkarsh Small Finance Bank. From my residence, Kolkata. I'm also a member of WAS Kolkata Welfare Association for Small Shareholders. It is my pleasure to be a part of the Utkarsh Small Finance Bank. We are just celebrating 1 year after listing. Congratulations and our excellent result this year for the financial year 2023-24. You have also declared dividend at the rate of 50 paisa past year. Thank you, sir. I have already casted my e-voting and supported all the resolutions in favor and hope that our bank will do better in coming future. I want to know that what is our roadmap for the next 2-3 years? What is our future plan? Number of new branches you'd like to open this year? How many of them? And please take note to open the ATM nearby railway stations and the bus stand itself so that common people can go and they take their sales from the ATM. Sir, what is the employee saving and male female ratio in your bank? I hope our bank will do better and we'll meet next year with better results. Thank you very much. Over to you for the next topic. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I now request Mr. Ashish Shankar Bansal to please accept the prompt on his screen. Mr. Bansal, please turn on your webcam. Unmute yourself and go ahead with your question, please.
You can hear my voice, sir?
Yes, we can.
Respected Chairman and Board of Directors, time is 2:30, no? AGM time. And I already given the email to you, my queries. If you can reply, I am thankful to you. Since I want to know one more question. As a fixed deposit, RBI is giving the security of the 5 lakhs rupees, but this is how to deposit more than 5 lakhs rupees. But you have to open the other account for the separate for the 5 lakh rupees. And how many branches open in current year? And there is offer in increase the interest rate or reduce the interest rate in the future coming in the within 1 and 2 months. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. I now request Mr. Kaushik Shahukar to please accept the prompt on his screen to join as a panelist. Mr. Kaushik, please turn on your webcam, unmute yourself, and go ahead with your question, please.
Good afternoon, sir. Respected sir and distinguished guest. Good afternoon. I hope I'm audible, sir.
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you, sir. It is an honor to stand before this esteemed gathering today. I extend my heartfelt gratitude to the board for granting me the opportunity to be part of this important event. Today, I raise some key questions that are essential in understanding our bank's position in our ever-evolving competitive landscape. How does Utkarsh Small Bank maintain its competitive edge in such a dynamic environment? What innovative products has Utkarsh Small Finance Bank introduced or plans to introduce in increasingly competitive world? Can we continue to trust in the resilience of Utkarsh Small Finance Bank business model and how the company can ensure that shareholders' value remain intact? What is the company's business compared to previous year in their growth in the company's business and drop in NPA? Also, does expanding our presence in Odisha help our business in a way? What is the percentage of revenue earned from Odisha compared to total revenue? Or does company is planning expansion in any other state? What is our revenue percentage terms in urban and in rural area? Before I conclude, I want to express my sincere gratitude to entire secretary team for connecting with me and granting me the opportunity to be part of such a memorable event. Additionally, I request the support of the company in associating with me in the area of certification audit, including Form 15 CB. I believe CSR means helping the needy at a crucial time when they approach the company for help. And I am confident that Utkarsh carries the vision and commitment to support those in need. I am sure management was busy with other important work and have missed my other request. I urge our company to take some time and provide me with opportunity to work with our company and live life with dignity. Finally, I propose utilizing the substantial savings from the virtual mode of meeting for the benefit of speaker shareholders. This could involve arranging small get-together for speaker shareholders or distributing token of appreciation such as sweets or small gift to our esteemed speaker shareholders during festival. Furthermore, I would greatly appreciate your assistance in facilitating an introduction with your auditor for potential engagement in professional endeavor. Given our professional affiliation, I am confident that such a collaboration would prove mutually beneficial for both parties involved. Thank you all for attention.
Thank you. I now request Mr. Manjeet Singh to please accept the prompt on his screen. Mr. Manjeet Singh, please join as a panelist. Turn on your webcam, please. Unmute yourself and go ahead with your question. Mr. Manjeet Singh.
Management team aur secretarial team dono ka main swagat karta hu Delhi se. यहाँ बारिश की बिंदो के बीच में मौसम चल रहा है, इस टाइम मानसून चल रहा है और मानसून का समय पर आना हमारी कृषि के लिए अच्छा है। तो उसी तरह से कृषि का उत्पादन अच्छा अगर होगा तो बैंकिंग सेक्टर भी अच्छी तरक्की करेगा, इसकी हम उम्मीद करते हैं। सर, इसमें हमारी पेरेंट कंपनी का क्या रोल है? कुछ प्रमोटर होल्डिंग की इंस्ट्रक्शन आई थी, उसमें आरबीआई की तरफ से उसको हम कुछ फॉलो कर रहे हैं? फोर्थ क्वार्टर के रिजल्ट हमारे अच्छे रहे थे, आगे भी हम उम्मीद करते हैं कि हमारी कंपनी 2024-25 के अंदर अच्छा करेगी और जो है हमारा ईपीएस पर शेयर अच्छा आएगा। लास्ट ईयर ईपीएस हमारा 1.45 रुपए रहा है पर शेयर, अर्निंग पर शेयर, और हमने 50 पैसे का डिविडेंड पे किया है। तो ये जो पैसा है उसमें कुछ एक्सपेंशन प्लान है, कुछ ब्रांचेज वगैरह हमने नई खोलनी है, थोड़ा इस बारे में बताइएगा। स्टेटटरी ऑडिटर जो हैं हमारे बैंक के हिसाब से क्या दो रखने हमें जरूरी हैं? एमएस कीर्टन एंड लिमिटेड जो है, एक डेलटोर करके हॉकिंस हैं भी है, और स्केटरियल ऑडिटर हमारे हैं बीएनपी जा एंड कंपनी। सर, इनका कोई जो है मेल नंबर प्रोवाइड नहीं है, तो इनका मेल जो है ईमेल प्रोवाइड नहीं है, तो ईमेल इनकी क्या जरूरी नहीं होती देनी, या हमने बचा कर रखी है, हमें देनी चाहिए इनकी ईमेल? थोड़ा आप इस बारे में अगर बताएंगे अच्छा रहेगा। हमारा इश्यू आए करीब 1 साल हुआ, चेयरमैन सर ने बताया कि उसका 1 साल हो गया है, और हम जो है इश्यू के बाद पहली जो है एजीएम कर रहे हैं। और अगर ईजीएम की बात करें तो ये अगर हमने 3-4 जो पोस्टल बैलेट कराए हैं, अगर ये ना होते तो शायद ईजीएम होती इतनी। तो ये क्या इतने जरूरी थे कि जो ये समय समय पर हमें हर क्वार्टरली जो है इनको कराना पड़ा? सितंबर में कराया हमने, दिसंबर में कराया, जून में कराया, तो ये क्या इसमें तरक्की हुई हमारे बैंक की? ये जो पोस्टल बैलेट हमने लिस्टिंग के बाद इतने सारे कराए, क्या ये जरूरी थे? मैंने तो नहीं देखा कि लिस्टिंग के बाद एक कंपनी 1 साल के अंदर 3-3, 4-4 जो है पोस्टल बैलेट करा रही है, इसकी क्या वजह रही है? और आगे भी हम इसी तरह कराते रहना पड़ेगा पोस्टल बैलेट? और एसएमई और एग्रीकल्चर में जो हम लोन दे रहे हैं उसकी कितनी परसेंटेज और आने वाले टाइम में हम फॉलो करेंगे, बढ़ाएंगे या कुछ कैसा रहेगा? और ये जो हम देते हैं लोन एग्रीकल्चर और उसमें एसएमई में, ये सर क्या इंश्योर्ड भी होते हैं? क्या हम इसकी इंश्योर्ड भी कराते हैं, इंश्योरेंस कराते हैं, या जो हमारा बैंक कार्य कर रहा है इसके अंदर हमारे एनपीए कितने हैं? थोड़ा आप अगर बताएंगे तो। प्रवीण कुमार गुप्ता जी, जो हमारे चेयरपर्सन है, उनसे मैं यही कहूंगा कि इस बारे में अगर आप डिटेल से हमें बताएंगे तो अच्छा रहेगा। हमने कदम रखा शेयर बाजार में, उसके बाद पहले साल के हमने रिजल्ट पेश किए, उसके अंदर जो हमने अदर इनकम दिखाई है 120 करोड़ 68 लाख रुपया दिखाई है, तो ये अदर इनकम का फ्लो इसी तरह से चलता रहेगा या ये कुछ स्पेशल इनकम हुई थी जिससे हमने अदर इनकम में डाला है? थोड़ा आप इस पर अगर विस्तार से बताएंगे तो अच्छा रहेगा। हमारे रजिस्ट्रार नगीना है, और नगीने होने का मतलब है कि जो स्केटरियल डिपार्टमेंट है वो पत्थर हो जाए, मतलब सारा काम जो है वो जो हमारे रजिस्ट्रार ने ही करना है। हमारे जो सीएस डिपार्टमेंट में से किसी ने कोई इंफॉर्मेशन देने की कोई कोशिश नहीं करी कि भाई स्पीकर नंबर क्या होगा किसी का। ये जो दौर है जुलाई से सितंबर के बीच में, अगर हमने आपकी कंपनी के शेयर लिए हैं तो किसी और कंपनी के भी शेयर हो सकते हैं, किसी मीटिंग के साथ हमारा क्लैश भी हो सकता है, मौसम की संभावना ऐसी है कि अगर किसी काम के लिए निकल जाए तो समय पर हम लौट पाए, थोड़ा हमें पेचुलेटरी पता रहे कि हमारा स्पीकर नंबर क्या है। सर आप इसको नोट करिए इस चीज को, और मेरी आपसे रिक्वेस्ट है कि जिस तरह क्लैश करती है मीटिंगें या जिस तरह का दौर चल रहा है आदमी के समय लिमिट का, तो ये जो आप अपने जवाब देंगे ना जी, ये मेल पर दीजिएगा जवाब, आपका जवाब जो आए वो मेल पर जरूर आए, क्योंकि फ्रिक्वेंसी ऐसी होती है कि कई बार आदमी जुड़ नहीं पाता, टूट जाता है कनेक्शन, तो आप अपना जवाब जो है मेल पर जरूर दें। मेरी आपसे दरखास्त रहेगी, जो हमारे चेयरपर्सन है प्रवीण कुमार गुप्ता जी, वो जो है इंडिपेंडेंट डायरेक्टर भी हैं साथ में, मेरी उनसे गुजारिश रहेगी। और हमारा जो रजिस्टर्ड ऑफिस है वो हमारे जो पीएम है उनकी उसमें पड़ता है संसदीय क्षेत्र में, तो जो वर्किंग कंपनी होती हैं, फैक्ट्रियां होती हैं, कुछ होता है तो उनसे तो कहा जाता है कि शेयर होल्डर की एक आप प्लांट विजिट कराएं। तो मेरी आपसे यही गुजारिश है कि आप अपने रजिस्टर्ड ऑफिस पैलेस की कोई ऐसी मीटिंग बनाएं। हमारा साल हो गया है जो नया इश्यू आने के बाद, तो शेयर होल्डर को एक आप मौका दीजिए वहां पर अपने रूबरू होने का। हमारा जो है फर्स्ट मैन जो है देश का प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी, उनके शहर की आप कंपनी हो, और मेरी आपसे गुजारिश रहेगी कि वो एक देवों की नगरी भी है, वहाँ लोग पर्यटन के लिए भी जाते हैं और पूजा के लिए भी जाते हैं, वहाँ की आरती बड़ी मशहूर है, तो इस चीज से आप अपने स्पीकर शेयर होल्डरों को अगर हो सके तो जोड़िए, एक इनविटेशन करिए किसी टाइम पर, और प्लांट विजिट ही मैं कहूँगा जी, हमारे बैंक की कार्य प्रणाली को देख पाएंगे, और आप जो है इसी तरह हंसते मुस्कुराते हुए जवाब देना, और इसी तरह से हंसते मुस्कुराते हुए हमारी कंपनी को आप चलाओ, और पंजाबी में कहते हैं ना जी, दिन दूनी रात चौगनी आप तरक्की करो, हमारी इन्वेस्टमेंट को आप अच्छा रुख दो, यही हम आपसे उम्मीद करते हैं। थैंक यू फॉर द मैनेजमेंट टीम, थैंक यू फॉर द स्केटरियल टीम, थैंक यू सर।
थैंक यू। I now request Mr. Kankanala Bharatraj to please accept the prompt on his screen. Mr. Bharatraj, please turn on your webcam, unmute yourself and go ahead with your question. Mr. Bharatraj, I request you to please accept the prompt on your screen to join as a panelist. Give me a moment, sir. Mr. Bharatraj? Please accept the prompt on your screen. I'm sorry, sir. There is no response from his connection. And that was the last speaker shareholder for today. You can respond to the queries now.
Okay. Govindji, I think you can unmute yourself and respond to the queries. I think you're on
mute. Yes. Yes, I've done that, sir. I've done that. Thank you, sir. And thank you all the shareholders, one for attending this first AGM after our listing of the bank. And also, you know, forthcoming with a lot of suggestions and a lot of guidance also. It's not only the query questions, but a lot of guidance and suggestions also. So, I mean, upfront, I want to thank everyone for, you know, attending this meeting. And second, there are a lot of guidance and you can say suggestions, and we take note of all the suggestions and will ensure that, you know, we evaluate and try to implement all the suggestions. Now, some of the questions where I need to respond and where there are specific questions, one about the future and growth plans. So as mentioned in our earning call also, we expect that in next year, we should be growing our loan book around 30% or so. And we expect that our deposit growth will be 3 to 5% higher than this. That is what we expect. And on a medium term, we expect that our ROE will be around 18% and above. And we expect a ROA of more than 2%, you know, going forward also. As far as some questions were, you know, concerned about the two auditors. So I just want to mention that this is the requirement of Reserve Bank of India, that a bank having more than 15,000 crore as a balance sheet size, they need to have two auditors. So that is a requirement of the statutory, and we, you know, we have to follow that. And for the last 2 years, we are having two auditors, and going forward also that will remain there. There was a question about the email ID of the auditors and the secretarial auditors. I think we'll provide those, you know, all the email IDs to all the shareholders after this call. In terms of you know, overall things I just mentioned, there was a question about the Odisha. So Odisha is around, is a 5% of our overall portfolio, you know, overall portfolio. And we have a large network of branches in Odisha. We have 85 branches in Odisha right now. And there is another question about the rural and semi-urban penetration or overall, you know, overall portfolio of the bank. So rural and semi-urban constitutes around 53.7% of our portfolio, and with 556 branches across the country. So I think, you know, as you are aware, that rural and semi-urban is our focus area as far as lending business is concerned. There are another question about the male-female ratio of employee of the bank. So we, as of 31st March 24, women employees were 14.3% for the bank. There was another question, there was a pointer about the EPS. So our EPS earning per share was 4.80% for last year. I think the number was mentioned about 1.5 or so, but actually 4.8% for last year. There was a question about the NPA status. So last year, our gross NPA was 2.51%. And overall, and the net NP was 0.03%. The credit cost for last year was 2.2%. And people did ask about the, you know, our trajectory. So we do expect that our trajectory will be in the similar lines. We expect that our NPH will come down over a period of time, and the profitability and the overall operations will further, you know, expand and improve from here. There were questions about, just 1 second, about the number of branches and ATMs. So we take the suggestion, you know, that we should have more ATMs at the railway stations and airports and such busy locations. So we'll certainly consider that suggestion. As far as overall expansion part is concerned, we have plans of opening around 150 plus branches during this financial year, as already guided on our earning calls also. The number will be higher than this for sure. And we are in the process of opening all the branches during this year. Our endeavor is to open branches as early as possible so that, you know, we are able to have business for a longer period or a larger period for the whole year. There was a question about the 5 lakh you know, fixed deposits. So as per the Reserve Bank of India guidelines, you know, the norm of 5 lakh is applicable for all the branches of a bank. So we do aggregate all the deposits kept at multiple branches by a depositor. However, if the deposits are in different composition, so it may be a jointly or a singly or with some other people, then it is considered as a separate deposit. But within the bank, all branches are clubbed for the purpose of five lakh rupees. There was, suggestion about the, you know, more focus on the Kashi and Ayodhya. For sure, our headquarters is Kashi, Varanasi. So we do have, you know, good interaction with the local authorities, the mandal authorities also. And as suggested, we'll you know, increase our efforts to get more and more businesses from these places. These are our core geography as far as Utkarsh is concerned, and you talked well about that part. The DIC cover, I just want to mention that the up to 5 lakh, it's a DICC cover. So this is covered by under Reserve Bank of India scheme of DICGC. Have I missed any other point? I think one more point was that why there are so many EGMs. In fact, being first year of operations after, you know, listing, there are some certain matters which required immediate attention or immediate, you know, approval. That's how we came to shareholders for extraordinary general meetings and you know, ballot approvals. But our sense, I mean, it's very difficult to predict right now, but our sense is in future, these numbers will come down significantly, you know, because in first year, there were more and more such requirements were there. Another question about was the other income trajectory. So I want to mention that all the income which are being, you know, shown in other income, all are our regular businesses. Obviously, sometimes they may, you know, be plus or minus in those businesses. But if you look at the PSLC income or the write-off income or the overall branch banking income or the third-party income which comes from by selling life insurance or mutual funds, I think all our normal businesses, nothing of them is one-off. The trajectory may be different for quarters and for months for some different reasons or sometimes for seasonality also. But all of these income are our normal business streams for sure for Utkarsh. I'm afraid in case I've missed any other point. Muthaiya, in case something which is I have missed and I need to respond.
Something on the future.
I think
plans,
one more point was about the you know, innovation and how we are going you know, moving forward. So Utkarsh has a big focus on the innovation part. In fact, we run a what we call transformation project where we have looked at each and every application, each and every software of the bank, and the process part and the how we are using data. And one thing I want to you know say with pride that you know our technology part when we are using in the hinterland, that's the best, you know, you can say example of how technology can be used in the rural area in the hinterland. So in terms of eKYC, e-stamping and digital onboarding in the hinterland of Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and those area, that is what we have been able to do successfully. So I think we are very high on as far as digital part is concerned, and that will remain our focus area. We have very strong teams, you know, operating from Mumbai and Varanasi as far as digital part is concerned. And we are looking each and every current setup as well as how, you know, the technology is taking shape from here. And especially the way we have seen technology is moving or changing on very rapid pace. So, you know, there are teams which take care of this on a very regular basis. तो वो भी हम लोगों के लिए बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट पार्ट है कि हम जो टेक्नोलॉजी है उसको रेगुलर बेस पे देखते रहें और करते रहें और आने वाले समय भी ऐसा करते रहेंगे. अनदर पॉइंट आई थिंक जो मैं मिस कर गया था वो था अबाउट दी आवर होल्डिंग कंपनी और दी प्रमोटर कंपनी. सो उसका एक जो प्रोसेस है जिसमें कि होल्डिंग कंपनी मर्ज होगी और उसको रिवर्स मर्ज करके वो बैंक में फोल्ड हो जाएगी, उसका प्रोसेस ऑलरेडी हमने स्टार्ट कर दिया है. इट इज ऑल्सो वन ऑफ द रिक्वायरमेंट फ्रॉम द आरबीआई साइड दैट यू नो द प्रमोटर शेयर होल्डिंग शुड कम डाउन. आप सबको बताया करंटली इट इज अराउंड 70%, वेरी क्लोज टू 70%, एंड दिस नीड्स टू कम डाउन टू बिलो 26% इन 15 ईयर्स. सो वी हैव ऑलरेडी स्टार्टेड द प्रोसेस. इवन रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ इंडिया एक्सपेक्ट दैट वी शुड डू दिस इन अ टाइम बाउंड मैनर. सो उसका प्रोसेस वी हैव ऑलरेडी स्टार्टेड एंड वी डू एक्सपेक्ट दैट द होल प्रोसेस मे टेक अराउंड मे बी 15 मंथ्स ऑफ टू. सो फ्रॉम नाउ 15 टू 18 मंथ्स इज द एक्सपेक्टेड टाइम लाइन्स फॉर दैट. सो द प्रोसेस फॉर दैट हैज ऑलरेडी बीन स्टार्टेड. Yes,
we have one speaker shareholder. Should we go ahead and take his question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank
you. Yep, please.
Mr. Kankanala Bharatraj, can you please accept the prompt on your screen? Mr. Raj?
Yeah, very good afternoon. Very good afternoon. I'm Arun Bharatraj. I'm audible, sir?
Yes, good afternoon.
Hello?
You're audible.
Very good afternoon, Chairman, entire Board of Directors. I'm Bharatraj, attending from Hyderabad. I'm very proud, sir. The bank is performing wonderful and share price has increased. And we are celebrating 1 year listing. Wonderful, sir. There are a few questions. Already you answered that, but related to that, sir, a bank is planning for many credit card, co-branded credit cards or airport lounges credit cards. Please let me know, sir. In this financial year, how many branches you are going to open, sir? In India, sir, which is the highest revenue making branch, sir? Please let me know, sir. And which state is giving a good business for us, sir? Please give information, sir. Finally, sir, in this happy occasion of 1 year and listing, please send dry food sweets to all the speaker shareholders, sir. Total 7 are there, sir. This is nothing, sir. Love and affection of our chairman, sir. This is a good relation, that's all. Please send sweets to our speaker shareholders. We also feel happy of completing 1 year, sir. Once again, my best wishes to you, sir. All the best for coming here, sir. Take care, sir. God bless you. Signing off from Hyderabad, Bharat Raj.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bharat Raj. And, you know, earlier, all these speaker shareholders also. And again, we take this point and we note this point that, you know, we should be sending some gifts to all these speaker shareholders. We will certainly do that part. You had questions about the credit card. So bank has already started the, you can say, what we call the closed user group, you know, journey of our credit card. And very shortly, we'll be also launching for the general public also. So the credit card journey has already started. Shortly we'll see the formal launch of the credit card. In terms of states, I think Uttar Pradesh remains our main, you know, the largest state as far as the deposits are concerned. And in advances, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh are two large states as far as the lending part is concerned. You are aware that we started our journey in 2009 from Uttar Pradesh only. So UP and Bihar happen to be the two largest states as far as the lending part is concerned. And deposit, we have Uttar Pradesh, followed by NCR and Maharashtra. These are three important states from that perspective. Any other point? But I want to personally thank to all these seven shareholders. I think one could not join. Mr. Shivam Agarwal could not join today. Maybe some technical glitch. But for, expressing your wishes, and giving your support. At the same time, giving some guidance and suggestions and asking very important questions, which will ensure that we are also. I think Mr. Bharat Raj was having question about the expansion also. So I responded earlier also that we have plans of opening more than 150 branches during this financial year, as we had guided in our earning call also. And we are on track for those branches right now. So thank you once again to all the speaker shareholders and all the shareholders who have participated in this AGM. This is on behalf of entire management of Utkarsh. Over to the Secretary Department and Chairman, sir.
Thank you, Govind Singh ji, for comprehensively answering all the questions that were raised by the shareholders. I think they would be satisfied probably with the answers that you have already given. And in case anybody feels that, you know, his question was not answered comprehensively, maybe they can still write to us. And I would also like to thank all the shareholder speakers who took time out to not only join this meeting, but also speak at the meeting and encourage us with their guidance and their wisdom, and also asking appropriate questions from the management. So we can again assure all the shareholders who have joined the meeting that we are there taking care of their interest and ensuring that this bank continues to grow and prosper. To all the other members who had registered as a speaker for the AGM but could not get an opportunity to speak due to paucity of time or due to connectivity issues, are requested to email their queries to the company secretary at secretarial.usfb@utkarsh.bank, and the same will be appropriately responded by the bank. So, dear members, the e-voting facility will remain open for 15 minutes before the conclusion of this meeting for those who have not cast their votes to remote e-voting. The results of the e-voting will be announced within 48 hours of the conclusion of this meeting and will be disseminated to the stock exchanges and will also be available on the website of the bank. I would like to express my gratitude to each one of you for your continued trust in the path that we have embraced to deliver sustainable growth. I take this opportunity to convey my gratitude to everyone in the government of India and all the other stakeholders of this esteemed organization. Since all the business items as proposed in the notice have been transacted, I declare the meeting as closed. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, sir.